Wisconsin's Afternoon News. Eric Bilstead in for John Mercure. Melissa Barclay, as always, is here.
You might have heard this in the news. A two-year-old girl tragically shot and killed last week on Milwaukee's Northwest Side, and her mother has now been charged with first-degree reckless homicide in the incident. Well, the mother's three-year-old son saw the shooting happen, and now we're learning that this is the woman's second child to die in a seven-month period. Whether it's witnessing a shooting of a loved one or drugs and guns being used in a household, stories like this, stories of traumatic childhood experiences, are not as uncommon as we'd like to think. I recently spoke with mental health supervisor at Next Door, Jennifer Davis, about how they help children cope with their feelings and behaviors after a traumatic event.
Well, it's been a struggle because with COVID-related instances as well as recent events in our community, it's really affected billions of children around the world. So there's a lot of concerns that we see regarding adverse mental health consequences from social isolation, having to be in the homes without much social interaction, lack of access to normal activities or even services that they previously participated in. There's also a lot of family stress related to community events happening, finances, illness. So at Next Door, we treat all these things as traumatic stress events. We're planning for and recognizing that stress effects will be even more severe as the children return to school because a lot of kids have pre-existing emotional disorders as well as coming from vulnerable families. We have been working really hard to take a stance that we need to make sure we're using a trauma-informed kind of model that supports our parents and our children during this time.
I think Milwaukee needs more of this. I think where you've been seeing this as a systemic problem in our society, and starting at such a young age when you see something so traumatic, you just don't know how that's going to affect your life. Are these children dealing with PTSD? We always think of that as someone that's older, but children can have that too, correct?
Correct.
What kind of emotions do they experience when they're dealing with PTSD?
So a lot of kids, they don't understand how to express it. So we do a lot of teaching on like zones of regulation and helping them understand their emotions so that they can express it. When they don't have the words or they don't have the knowledge to express it, it often comes out as aggression. It can come out as defiance. It can come out as isolation, where they keep themselves separated from the rest of the group and don't want to participate with the other kids. It really can be across the spectrum. So our job is to recognize those things when they're happening and trying to get in there and give them the support and help they need to remedy this stuff before it becomes too problematic.
So Brittany Light, she's a positive behavioral intervention specialist at Next Door. And she actually, I wanted her to give an example of how she helps children deal with those kind of emotions every day.
So I had a kiddo last year who was a very, very bright child, but she had a lot of feelings that she couldn't really navigate through on her own. So also, along with our aura therapist here, we were working together to try to get her to express to us what she's feeling in drawing or words or anything like that. So one day I get a call in my office, and it's her from the classroom. The classroom teacher put her on the phone, and she's like, I need to talk. I need to come be with you. So she came into my office, and she just started drawing for me, and she just started releasing some of the things that she was feeling and even was asking me, like, do you feel these things? Like, do you, experience these things as well? And we just talked it out. But that was after having those interventions, letting her know that we're a safe place for you to come and release those feelings.
You know, working in the news, and Eric, you know this, we hear about these instances all the time. These are the people that work on the opposite edge of that, the opposite end. They work with these children to better them, to help them with their feelings. Next Door, by the way, is an early childhood program, and it's also part of the Head Start program here in Milwaukee. But they do some great stuff there with kids.
It's a good reminder that when you read something in the paper, or see it on TV, or hear about it here on the radio, that, for weeks and months and years later. Thank you, Melissa. 439 News, sponsored by Annex Wealth Management.